The Texas State Board of Education has been changing curriculum standards for high schools in the state, based in part on the results of House Bill 5, a measure that passed during this last legislative session. Paris Junior College President Pamela Anglin says that the bill affects students after they graduate and as they enter junior colleges or other post-secondary institutions.
This last legislative session, I guess one of the good things was House Bill 5 and the doing away with basically the 4x4 and the ability for the high schools to do more career and technical training. So that was on the K-12 side, but it was really big and will impact what the community colleges do.
The 4x4, that's the old requirement that mandated 4 credits in English, science, math, and social studies. The 4 English requirements are still there, but science, math, and social studies have been reduced to 3. That makes way for more options, according to those who supported the measure, such as business and industry, humanities, science, or technology. Anglin also says that some business in this past legislative session applied specifically to junior colleges.
We moved into performance funding, and a portion of our funding now is based on success points, and success points is based on students completing so many hours or getting a certificate or an associate degree at the community college. And in the future, those funds will be available and distributed based on your competing against yourself, which means we have to get better and better and better at it all the time. That will affect us greatly.
Also in Austin this summer, some funding matters affecting community colleges were granted a measure of stability, even if some aspects of the situation remain less than optimal.
We've struggled over a number of sessions with employee benefits and the funding of insurance and retirement by the state. And every session it becomes one of the hot topics for us and frightening almost. And this session they did come to an agreement that they would pay 50% of our insurance and 50% of our retirement, which isn't as much as we were given in the past, but at least it's settled now and we don't have to argue at every session.
Anglin says the last big story out of the 2013 legislative session for Texas junior colleges involves a raising of the bar on aptitude tests for students wanting to enroll in college. Anglin says that her institution will make every effort to make sure that people who aren't really ready for college have every opportunity to get the help they need so they can enroll.
You know, the other thing that will affect the community colleges is the Texas Success Initiative, where in the past we've had as many as 3 levels of remediation to get those students ready that aren't quite college ready, and to get them remediated in reading, writing, and math and get them ready for college-level classes. That is changing significantly now to where if you score below a certain level, that you won't be allowed to enroll in a college credit class. It could possibly shut some people out of ever being able to enroll in higher ed. So we're going to do some things outside of the credit side of the house to make it available to students to where they can continue to get the same level of remediation and then come back over and enroll in credit courses. But that'll be a huge change for all the community colleges in the state.